我们的青少年们实在太可爱了。I really
want to thank our youth team.
因为大家知道，他们都是在美国生的。You
know, they were all born in this country.
然后他们居然在台上要带领中文的诗歌。And
they were able to sing praises in Chinese.
这对他们来讲是一件非常难的事情。It's
a very challenging task for them.
好像我们都对一些语言不是很熟悉的时候。It's
like we're not familiar with all the languages that we speak.
好像我们要有的韩国话，有的是日本话。Sometimes
we encounter Korean or Japanese.
然后我们念三年日本话，我们就上台带日本诗歌，带日本敬拜。It's
like asking us to be able to lead in Japanese after we take the language for like 3 years.
这是非常大的挑战。It's a
great challenge.
我们要不要给他们一个掌声？Shall
we give them a round of applause?
我相信他们长大以后，在神的面前，在神的家里面要做大事。I
believe they will do great things in the household of God when they grow up.
这就是美国未来的盼望。This
is the hope of our future.
那今天在我讲到之前，Before
I start preaching today,
我想要为几位将要进大学的小弟兄们来祝福。I
would like to pray for some of the college-bound kids we have here today.
好，能不能到前面来？
Can we have Alex and Phoebe?
小弟兄，小姊妹。 来，我们来为他们祷告。
Let's pray for them.
没有了哈，还没谁要念大学的。 好，我们来祷告，哈利路亚。哦，亲爱的主，我们赞美你，主啊，我们把安中，把菲比就交在你的手上，主啊，他们要面对的是人生新的一页，一个新的挑战，一个新的旅程。主耶稣，他们都要离开他们的家庭，这个时候，我们就把他们的前面的道路就仰望在你的手上。主耶稣，他们在新的这段旅程当中，他们会遇到许许多多不同的挑战，许许多多好的也有难的。 主耶稣，但是你应许常要与他们同在，不管遇到什么样的事情，你都成为他们的帮助，就是他们的山寨。他们就可以来向你来祷告，来支取智慧，你就带领他们能够胜过每一次的这种难处或者是挑战，能够来经历你，让他们一生都不偏离你的道路，在你的里面成为你所喜爱的人。你也保守他们的身体，让他们能够从小就知道怎么保护自己，不进入试探。 让他们在你的面前成为一个敬虔的人。我们赞美你，我们把这两个小弟兄、小姊妹就仰望交托在你的手上。主，你亲自来带领，愿主你施恩。我们这样子祷告，感谢，靠耶稣基督得胜的名，阿门。恭喜！我去念书的时候，没有人为我这样祝福。
I really think they're very fortunate because when I came to when I went to college, nobody blessed me.
所以我玩得很凶。
So I played very hard in college.
差点毕不了业了。And
it was to the point that I almost couldn't graduate.
感谢主，我们今天要来谈一个主题。
We are going to have our topic today.
就是怎么样来看神的带领跟神的旨意。
How to know God's will and His guidance.
弟兄姐妹，我们很多的时候，我们都想要知道神的旨意。
A lot of times that we want to know the will of God.
甚至很多时候，我们觉得说这个，当说如何认识神旨意这样子的一个 topic 出来的时候。
And every time when we hear about the topic, how to seek God's will.
这种特会啊，会挤得爆满，都是人。
We know whenever there's such a conference, there will be a lot of people attending.
因为大家都想知道神的旨意是什么。
Because everybody wants to know what the will of God is.
因为想到神的旨意，就想到说，那我们如果要买股票的话，是不是买这一只，不要买那一只？
It's like we're equating the seeking the will of God to buying a certain stock.
因为这只比较会赚钱，那只以后会亏大钱，所以我一定要明白神的旨意，因为神都说要祝福我们。
Because I can money in buying that particular stock and not this one, because God says that He will bless us in our choices.
哦，我要明白神的旨意，因为我要结婚了，我有两个对象，一个是很这个，一个是很那个，我不知道怎么办。
I want to know God's will because I'm getting married now and I have two options.
所以呢，我要跟这个结婚或者跟那个结婚。如果跟这个结婚，如果以后很惨的话呢，那我最好要寻求神的旨意。
So which one should I pick?
然后我发现说许许多多的时候神的旨意就是让我们很惨。
And a lot of times, maybe God's will is for us to suffer.
因为在 suffer 里面，在惨的当中，就有很多很多的学习。
Because we learn through suffering.
有很多的时候，我们要买个房子也是，我们要不要买这一栋，还是要买那一栋？我们有很多很多的 choice.
And sometimes when we're choosing a house, we are faced with so many options that we want to know the will of God.
所以我们每一个人都想知道神的旨意对我们这一生的带领到底是什么。
So every single one of us is very curious about what God's guidance is in our future.
我们中国有句话，男怕入错行，女怕嫁错郎。
There's a saying in Chinese that guys are afraid of choosing the wrong career, and for women, they're afraid of choosing the wrong guys.
所以这就是我们常常带到神的面前来，要寻找神旨意的那个终极的那里面的那个想法，那个原因。
So this is a motivation why we come before God and wants to seek His will.
神是会来带领我们在这一路上这样子的行走。
God will lead us throughout our lifetime.
但是我们要从另外一个角度来看，这个神实在太大。
But we need to look from the other perspective that God is a great God.
这个生活上的带领是一个非常实际的事情。
The daily guidance is a very practical thing.
但是神的旨意啊，它有好丰富、好丰富的层次。
But the will of God is very rich.
它不只是在这个个人的带领上面有它的旨意。
He not only will us in our personal life,
他更在所有的国度里面有他的旨意。
We can also see God's will in His eternal kingdom.
所以我们今天可以从不同的角度来看神的旨意到底是什么。
So let's look at God's will in many different faces today.
我们第一个要看到说神的旨意呢，第一个层次就是一个最中心的一个层次，最fundamental 的一个层次，就是讲到他对国度的旨意。
The first level that we're going to look at is God's eternal will for His kingdom.
也就是上帝永恒的旨意，以及对救恩、对整个他的国度里面的那个计划的旨意。
His ultimate will for His kingdom and for salvation.
我们所有的东西都要围绕在这个旨意里面当中来旋转的。
So everything that we're faced with.In God's will, it will be surrounded with His eternal will.
我们来看一两处经文，我们就发现说，神在整个计划当中，他是有非常明确的旨意。
So let's look at a couple of scriptures that His will is very clear.
我们来看这些经文，在希伯来书第十章第七节。
Let's look at Hebrews 10:7, verse 7.
他说：“那时我说，神啊，我来了，为要照你的旨意行。我的事在经卷上已经记载了。”
In the scripture it says that then I said, here I am. It is written about me in the scroll. I have come to do your will, O God.
这特别就讲到耶稣基督的一个预言。
This is a prophecy about Jesus.
就是讲到我来了。
It says here that I am coming.
耶稣基督来到世界上。
Jesus has come to this world.
要做什么？
What is he going to do?
就是要遵照神的旨意，这个神的永恒的计划的旨意来做该做的事情。
He has come according to His will to do whatever He has already determined.
也就是神在千古在创造世界以前，他已经定好了的一个救恩计划。
This is something that is already planned from the beginning of the world.
透过所有的先知，在几千年前就把它写下来。
And it was written in the Bible through many different prophets in the Bible.
然后事情就一件一件照着先知所写下来的事情来发生。
And everything happens according to what's written by those prophets.
包含耶稣基督怎么样降世。
It includes how he was born.
他道成肉身成为一个人，一个神成为一个人来到世界上。
How did he become a human being and came to this world?
他怎么样在这个一生当中受苦。
How did he suffer on this world?
他最后怎么样去受死。
How did he die?
然后怎么样复活。
And how he resurrected.
到最后怎么样升天。
And how he raised to heaven.
再怎么样再来。
And how he will come again.
这所有的过程里面，在圣经里面早就都写清楚了。
Every single thing about what he's going to do or what he did has been written down.
这就是神永恒的旨意。
This is the eternal will from God.
在圣经当中就让我们看得清楚，这是旨意最重要的。
This is what we can see from the Bible.
所以我们都在这个旨意当中。
So we are all included in God's will.
我们跟耶稣基督的救恩，我们从耶稣基督得到的救恩，就是在旨意里面当中的一个部分。
It is God's will that we receive Jesus' salvation.
在希伯来书第三章第四章 希伯来书那边有一句话哈，他这边讲到说什么？他说这个救恩呢，起先是主亲自讲的，然后呢是听见的人给我们证实了，又按神自己的旨意，用神迹奇事和百般的异能，并圣灵的恩赐，同他们做见证。
It's in Hebrews chapter 2, verses 3 and 4. The salvation which was first announced by the Lord was confirmed to us by those who heard him. God also testified to it by signs, wonders, and various miracles, and gifts of the Holy Spirit distributed according to his will.
就讲到所有的救恩当中还发生了到许许多多的神迹奇事，怎么样来 promote, 怎么样来彰显这样子的一个救恩，靠着神迹奇事都在这个旨意当中。
The salvation was also confirmed by the different signs and wonders and various miracles.
因此我们要认识说，来到神面前，他有一个很大的一个永恒的旨意，一个计划在这个世界当中。
So we need to know that God has a will for all of us, for this world.
然后我们每个人都在这个救恩当中成为一个小部分。
So all of us also through the salvation has become a part of it.
但是现在呢，我们就要把好像那个焦距再放小一点，就看到了除了国度以外，看到了个人。
So let's narrow it down from the kingdom to each personal life.
所以第一层就是讲到神永恒国度的旨意，第二层就是讲到神对个人方面的旨意。
So the first level is God's will for His eternal kingdom and salvation, and the second level we are coming down to the personal guidance.
我把它叫做一个敬虔的旨意。
This is God's will about devoutness.
所以我一开始讲的时候，我们来到神面前要寻求神的旨意，我们都说神啊，我是要选择这个，选择那个。还是我要做这个做那个，很多是这一方面。
So a lot of times we come before God, we want to know if we should choose this or that.
但是当我们去查考圣经的时候，我们去查旨意这两个字。
But when we study the Bible and we look upon the word, His will.
我们发现绝大部分不是在讲你要选这个选那个，不是在讲好像算命、未卜先知这些事情，都不是。
It's not about fortune telling or it's not about choices.
我们也来看几段的经文，我们来发现神的旨意到底在讲些什么东西。
So let's look at a couple more verses in the Bible.
我们来看帖撒罗尼迦前书四章。第三节那个地方。
Let's look at First Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 3.
神的话语我们一同来念好吗？
Let's read it together.
我们中文英文一起来，好，我们这个世界大同一起来。神的旨意就是要你们成为圣洁，远避淫行。所以神的旨意是什么
？What is God's will?
圣洁。
It's holiness.
是道德的旨意，敬虔的旨意。
It's a will on devoutness.
我们再来看一段经文，在也是帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章十六节。
Let's look at another verse in First Thessalonians.
讲到什么，我们一同来念好吗
？Let's read it together again.
一起来，中英文，常常喜乐，不住的祷告，凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。所以在讲哪一些事情呢
？So what are we talking about here?
要怎么样？喜乐，对不对
？Be joyful always.
是不是说你觉得要喜乐才喜乐
？Is it because that you feel you're happy and then you're joyful?
哦，求神给我们真的是有这样，这是一个命令，你要喜乐。我再说，你要喜乐。
This is a command. We need to be joyful.
很多的时候哈，心理学家也告诉我们一件事情。
Psychologist told us.
他说是你决定要不要喜乐。
It's your decision to be happy or not.
你决定你要喜乐，你就喜乐了。
It's your decision to be happy, and you will be happy.
你决定你不要喜乐，你就永远不会喜乐。
And you have the power to decide if you do not want to be happy.
哦，但是它只有人的意志。
But this is only human will.
我们现在有神的帮助。
But now we have God's help.
我们在神里面，我们大大喜乐。
In God, we'll be joyful continually.
因为当我每次想到神怎么爱我们、怎么帮助我们的时候，我们就真的没有惧怕，我们就大大的喜乐。
So every time when we think about God's love and His salvation for us, then we can be joyful.
然后说什么？不住的祷告，然后要凡事谢恩。
And we also will pray continually and give thanks in all circumstances.
我们今天不讲细节，但是这都是在讲一些敬虔方面的一些旨意。
So these are all God's will about holiness and a devout life.
我们再看一个经文，在弥迦书第六章第八节。
Let's look at another verse in Micah chapter 6.
好，一二三，我们一起来念。来，世人啊，耶和华已指示你们何为善，他向你们所要的是什么呢？只要你们行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心，与你的神同行。弟兄们，弟兄姐妹们，你们看到这段的经文在讲什么
？So what are we talking about here?
他向我们所要的是什么
？What does he want from us?
如果有一天你到上帝的面前，他会跟你要的东西是什么？
What does God want to require of us?
你觉得是你手中很多的很多的工作，或者是很多的 detail， 或者是很多的那些东西吗？
Do you think God wants like what you did and then all the details about your work?
这边看到了，好像到时候成绩单交的就是这三个科目。
So the only grade report we need to turn in are these three things that we talked about here.
看我们三个考试，每个考试考几分？
The three tests only is based upon these three things.
第一件事情叫什么？
The first thing.
行公义。
Act justly.
第二个呢？好怜悯。
To love mercy.
第三个，存谦卑的心。
And walk humbly with God.
公义跟怜悯，一个就是真理。一个就
是 the righteousness is truth.
一个就是恩典
and it's grace.
这是我们一个人，就是两只手，一个有恩，有充充满满的有恩典，有真理。
We know that it's like our two hands of a person is grace and mercy.
这是耶稣基督带下来的，所以我们在世界上面，你去发现了，几乎都在 balance 这两件事情。
This is something that we need to learn in our life. It's the balance between these two things.
尤其你在教养孩子，你就发现说，有时候你好有恩典了，有时候你好有真理了。
And a lot of times we know, especially when we are teaching our children, that a lot of times we want truth, and sometimes we need a lot of mercy.
有时候一个夫妻，这个很有恩典，那个很有真理，两个人就很惨了。
And sometimes when it's among couples, and one would emphasize on truth, one would emphasize on mercy.
所以这是我们怎么样斟酌，这个是一个很重要的两面。
This is a two facets of one thing that we need to learn the balance.
所以耶稣基督是我们的榜样，他是充充满满的有恩典又有真理。
And Jesus is our role model. He's full of truth and mercy.
最后呢，是里面那颗心，什么心？就是一颗谦卑的心。
And the most important thing is that heart and the heart of humility.
因此，我们来到神面前那一天见他的时候呢，就是三样东西打开来看。
So when we come before God on that day.
你有没有照着真理而行？
Did you act according to the truth?
我们有没有爱心，有怜悯人的心肠？
Do we have love? Are we compassionate?
我们自己是不是一个谦卑的人？
Are we a humble person?
这是神要给我们要的东西。
This is what God required of us to do.
也就是讲到神的旨意，对我们的旨意，就是这些道德性的旨意。
This is the God's will for us.
因此呢，我们在旨意的第二环里面，我们看见是关乎人敬虔追求方面的旨意。
So the will of God on the second level is His will for our holiness, a holy life, and devoutness.
这样子的一个旨意，当你行在当中的时候，你一定蒙福。
So when we walk in this way, we will be blessed.
如果你是一个蒙福的人，这些选择上面的旨意，就相形之下，它的重要性就低了一点。
So if you're a blessed person, when it comes to decisions or choices, it will become very easy for you.
当我们行在神的旨意当中，道德敬虔的旨意的时候，我们是一个对的人。
So when we walk in God's word and God's will for according to His morality, then we will do the right thing.
如果你要去这间教会服事，还是去那间教会服事，我们有时候想到说。有些神学院我们毕业的时候同学们都在讲我要去这一间教会是去那一间教会要寻求神的旨意
So many times oftentimes that when we graduate from seminar we're trying to decide which ministry we will go into but according to God's will
或者我在祷告说我们要结婚的话呢是跟这个人结婚还是跟那个人结婚我们都在寻求这个旨意
And sometimes we pray for our future spouse
但是我们忘了神第二层最重要对我们个人敬虔的旨意，所以我们不是一个对的人。我们走到哪里都不是神的旨意。
So, but sometimes we'll forget the second level of God's will, which is His will for a holy life. Then we will not make the right decisions.
你是一个对的人，你走到这个教会，这个教会蒙福；你走到那个教会，那个教会蒙福。你到哪里，神都是神的旨意。
So, if you are the right person who obeys God's will.Doesn't matter which church you go to or which ministry you serve, you will be blessed, and your ministry will be blessed.
你不是一个对的人，你走到哪里就 corrupt， 就造成伤害。你走到那边就造成伤害。你就是算走在神的旨意、选择性的旨意里面，你还不是神的旨意。
So if you are not the right person, wherever you go, you still may create problems.
所以这种道德性的旨意，它的重要性是远远的超过选择性的这种旨意、带领的旨意。
So the God's will in this In this particular level is far more important than what you should choose, this or that.
所以神就对大卫讲一句话。
So God told David.
在圣经上面说，大卫不管往 无论往哪里去，耶和华都使他得胜。
So in the Bible it says that the Lord gave David victory wherever he went.
你走到哪里，你都打胜仗，你不管跟谁打，都打胜仗。
Wherever he went, whoever he fought against, he won.
因为他是一个合神心意的人，走在神的福里面的一个人。
Because he's a man of God's will in God's heart.
所以真正的重点不是去做什么，而是你是一个什么样的人。
So the key is not what you choose to do, but what type of person you are.
弟兄姐妹，讲到这里，我就有一个感动，我就觉得说这些是很重要的一个真理。不要在乎我们做了什么事情，而要在乎你是什么人。
This is a very important truth. We do not care that what we do, but we need to care about what kind of person we are.
讲实在，那些我们要做的事情，神都可以做。神会叫一个人信主，像扫罗一样，在大马色的路上，神就可以让他信主。传福音是很多的工作，很重要的工作。但是我们是一个什么样的人？
There are many things that God can do Himself. He doesn't need to rely on us, but it's very critical that what type of person we are in front of God.
神常常借着工作来磨练我们的一个品格，磨练我们跟他的关系。因此，这些外面的事情都是一个工具，容我这样讲，都是一个很重要的一个 training 的过程，让我们带到神的面前有他的那个样子。
So God would a lot of times use the work and the outside environment to shape our character, to train us to become a person of His heart.
因此，我们要了解神对个人的旨意。第一件事情，你就是想到我金钱方面的一个旨意，我是不是走在神的路上？
So the first step to understand God's will is to examine yourself that if I am a person that is walking within God's words and if I am leading a devout life.
所以这是旨意的第二层。
So this is the second level of God's will.
第三层的旨意，我把它称作引导的旨意。
So the third level, I call it as a personal guidance.
我们再复习一下，第一个是神永恒国度的旨意。
So the first level is God's eternal will, for His kingdom.
第二个是对个人是金钱方面一个道德性的旨意。
So the second level is His will on morality, the life of morality and devoutness.
第三层就是神对我们个人生活上面引导带领的。
The third level is His guidance upon your personal life.
所以在这个上面呢，我们可以看到神喜欢引导他的百姓。
So we know that God wants to lead His people.
我们都喜欢，好比我们是做父母亲的，我们都很喜欢带着我们的孩子，我们不希望我们的孩子到处乱跑，对不对？
Just like parents, we want to train our children.
尤其到了那个 mall 里面，我们要紧紧抓着他的手，要带着他，不然的话跑到哪里你就很头痛。
It's like when we go into the mall, we are scared that our kids will be running around. We want to hold on to their hands, make sure they're safe.
所以我们的神他是喜欢带领我们的。
Our God loves to guide us.
大家可以回想到，当我们出埃及的时候，在一路上面就是有白天有云柱，晚上就有火柱来带领他们走这条路。
We can think back like when the Israelites left Egypt, that they have the pillars of cloud and also pillar of fire to guide them during the day and night.
在会幕上面，在这帐幕上面就有云彩在那个地方。什么时候云彩收上去了，他们就跟着这个走；什么时候云彩下来了，他们就停在那边。在一路所行的路上都是这样。
So whenever there's the clouds are above the tabernacle, then they will stay. But when the clouds went up, then the Israelites would go up and continue to walk.
所以这是一个神喜欢带领人的一个心意。
So we know that God has a heart to lead His people.
在诗篇二十五篇第十二节那边讲到一句话。
In Psalm 25, verse 12.
这句话成为我很大的帮助。
This verse helped me a great deal.
因为当我神学院毕业以后，在寻求的大概三四年的过程里面，就是这一句话，一直跟着这句话来走。
So after I graduated from the seminary, this particular verse helped me tremendously.
这句话怎么说？我们一同来念好吗？
Let's read this together.
谁敬畏耶和华？耶和华必指示他当选择的道路，所以你要知道你的道路怎么选择，你要怎么样敬畏耶和华。
So if you want to know what you should choose, you need to fear the Lord.
也就是我刚刚讲的，我们先是一个对的人，是一个敬畏神的人，神一定带领我们的道路，去哪里都要亨通。
So we need to be the right person. We need to be the person who fears the Lord. Then we will know what to choose.
因此呢，我们在神带领的旨意上面呢，我们先要知道说他有这个愿意的心来帮助我们。
So first of all, we can be assured that God wants to lead us and guide us.
所以当我们敬畏耶和华的时候，我们就开始要追随他的带领。
So when we fear the Lord, we'll be willing to follow His instruction.
好像孩子就喜欢跟着爸爸一起去。
It's like children who are willing to follow the father or parents.
大家知道，做父母的最痛苦的就是你要教他或者你要带他的时候，这个孩子不愿意学，不愿意弄。
We know that as parents, the hardest thing is when your child doesn't listen to you.
你说早上不准吃糖果，然后他偷偷就会吃。
It's like if you like it's you ask him not to have candies in the morning and they still want to have it.
你说功课赶快写，他就在那边拖拖拉拉。
And when you ask them to do their homework quickly, but they're taking their time to.
饭赶快吃，又吃了一个小时。
And can you eat a little bit faster than take them forever to finish their meal?
我们要带领我们的孩子走一条路，但是他们通常是走另外一条。
So whenever we want to take our children to go one way, they always like to go the other way.
我们能够完全的顺服在神的心意当中。
Can we totally submissive to God's will?
有一个叫做敬畏耶和华。
There's a word that fear the Lord.
敬畏耶和华。
Fear the Lord.
这个经文上面就是这么说。
This is how it is said.
当我们敬畏耶和华的时候，第一件事情你要做的就是放下自己的想法。
So when we fear the Lord, the first thing we need to do is put down whatever you choose for yourself.
所以我们来到神面前，如果我们要来谈如何明白神引导我们的旨意，第一件事情你要做的就是来到神面前，你先把你的 preference, 把你想要的那种自己的想法先放下来。
So if you want to know the will of God upon yourself, the first thing when you come before the Lord is you will put down your own preference.
当以色列人他们要过约旦河的时候
So when the Israeli wants to go across the river,
神就教导以色列人
God teaches Israelis
他说这个时候呢要约柜带领以色列人走
This time he said the ark would lead the Israeli people
而且呢这个约柜的距离跟这个以色列会众的距离呢要很远很远
So the people would follow the ark at a distance
这个约柜在前面走多远呢
So how far, what is the distance that should be kept?
圣经上面讲两千肘。
In the Bible it says, it's in English it's 1,000 yards.
两千肘就是一千一公里一公里远。
It's about one kilometer.
因此呢会众在这里约柜在哪里带领他们呢在一公里远前面的那个地方带着他们往前面走。
So the people of Israel will be following behind one kilometer behind the ark.
当我在思想这个时候，我就觉得很有趣。你就不能在我们前面带吗？为什么要在我们一公里远前带
？So when I was thinking about this, why does it have to be at this much distance?
后来我悟出一个道理。
Then I realized.
神也让我看见一件事情。
God showed me this particular revelation.
以色列这个群众这么几百万人，如果是约柜太近的话，是人带领约柜走，还是约柜带领人走？搞不清楚了。
Because the crowd of Israel is so tremendous that if don't keep that distance, we will be mistaken that if we're following the people or the ark.
因为看不出来，因为大家群众太多人了，所以你不离远一点，你都不知道是怎么去跟随，方向不清楚。
So if the distance is not far enough, we would not see who's leading us.
所以他就是这样子来带领以色列人来过。
So this is how we let the people of Israelis in the desert.
因此呢，我们就是要有一个心，就是放下自己，让神来带，他怎么样带，我们就怎么样来 follow。这是寻求神旨意、带领性的旨意的时候最重要的一件心态。
So this is the most important thing is for us to put down our preference and determine to understand God's will.
因此呢，这是我们要自我准备的。我们在寻求之前一定要准备好。
So this is what we should prepare ourselves for before we seek God's will.
另外就是有一些东西我们要避免的，就是那种抓阄或者是我们说挤羊毛的方法。
So there's also things that we should avoid, which is like drawing the lots.
大家知道那个基甸在旧约四世纪里面有一个人叫基甸。
I don't know if people remember Gideon in the Judges, the book of Judges.
他当耶和华要叫他去打米甸人的时候。
When God asked him to fight against the Midians.
他太害怕了。
He was so scared.
因此呢，他就跟神要印证。
So he asked proof from God.
他就跟神说，如果我们这个这边有个羊毛，如果呢这个羊毛呢早上起来以后是只有这个羊毛有水，旁边都没有水，都是干的话呢，那就是你的旨意了。
So he asked God a proof from God that if the spot of wool on the field in the morning, if only that wool has dews and nothing else around it has dews, then this is a proof from God.
结果呢早上起来以后发现真的是这样羊毛里面都是水还可以挤出来旁边地方都是干的。
So when he got up in the morning, and he saw that the wool was full of water, and you can even squeeze it out, but there was nothing else around it.
感觉上好像是啦。
So it To him, it is a will from God.
但是基甸太胆怯了，到一个地步，他说：“那，请你不要发怒，我再问一次。”
But he is a timid person, so he asked God not to be angry at him and show him another sign to confirm it.
如果倒过来，这一次呢？如果羊毛是干的，旁边全部湿的，那就是了。
So this time he asked for the opposite, a sign that the wool would stay dry, but everything around it would be damp.
结果发生了什么事？
So what happened?
还真的是这样。
It happened again.
羊毛完全干的，旁边都是露水，满满的露水。
So the wool was dry, but everything around it was damp.
所以他是一个比较胆怯的人，因此神就用特别的方法来坚固他。
He was a timid person, but God used his signs to affirm his faith.
这种挤羊毛的方法呢，是旧约用的方法。
This is a method that was used in the Old Testament.
因为到了新约以后，我们知道圣灵已经住在我们的心里面。
In the New Testament, we know that the Holy Spirit has already dwelt within us.
有一个所谓的叫在约翰一书啊那个地方讲到有一个恩高的教训，第二章。
In the First John, there is a lesson called the anointment.
就是一种恩膏的教训，就是指到说圣灵已经在我们的里面，他会来教导我们，帮助我们，带领我们，是一个恩膏的一个 teaching.
The anointment means that the teaching of the Holy Spirit will be with us. We will know that it's from God.
因此，我们有个很好的确据在里面，不必再到外面找太多的proof 来帮助我们来做正确的一个决定。
So with Holy Spirit, we have an assurance within us that we don't have to go out and look for other proofs.
因此呢，这是一个要避免的方法。
So this is one way that we need to avoid.
因为呢，我们就忽略了我们里面的圣灵的声音。
Because then we will overlook the voice within us from the Holy Spirit.
好，所以我们现在讲完了神旨意的这个三层，我们现在来讲这三面。
So we just we just went through the three levels of God's will, but now we're going into the three different sides of God's will.
如果你遇到一个很重要的问题
，So if you have a critical decision to make,
你要有三面的印证。
You need three sides to affirm your decision.
我很快的先讲一下，第一面就是外面的一个环境是不是这样在带领。
First of all, is the external environment.
第二个就是你里面是不是觉得很平安。
And the second side is the internal peace.
第三个是上面有没有神的话。
And then the third side would be the words from above.
外面。
External.
环境。
As environment.
里面。
Internal.
平安。
Your peace.
上面。
And above, from
神的话
God's words.
因此你这三面到齐了。
So when you have the three sides to affirm,
事情就成了。
Then the things would happen.
我们先来仔细的来谈第一面。
So let's talk about the first side.
讲到环境。
The environment.
神常常借着环境来向我们说话。
God also speaks through environments.
特别是在一些的选择性的当中呢，这种事情的时候，环境也是一个很好的一个 study 的一个材料。
So a lot of times that when we're faced with decisions, the environment will show us a lot of choices.
有时候面临选择的时候，我们会用很理性的方法来分析。
So we will use our reasoning to analyze.
大家不要觉得理性是不属灵的。
Let's be mistaken that logic is not spiritual.
因为理性是谁造的？
Because who creates the logic or reasoning?
是上帝造的。
God gave us reasoning.
也是神启示的一个方法。
And also the way he reveals to us as well.
因此呢，我们在外面可以做很多的分析，收集各样的资料。
So we can collect a lot of information and analyze the information.
比如说我们要去这个学校，还是去那个学校。
So when we are making a selection of which school to go to.
那我们现在的爸爸妈妈呢，都很厉害，他会带着孩子坐飞机到那个学校去先看一下。
So nowadays that oftentimes that we fly to certain school to visit the school.
我记得我们那个时候好像从来没有这种事情。
I don't remember I used to do this at all.
好像就是你考到哪里就是哪里了。
I think at the time our choice is wherever you're placed, that's the school that you go to.
非常顺服神的旨意。
We're very submissive to God's will.
不，现在的孩子不是啊。
But nowadays it's very different.
他会坐飞机到那边，然后住两天，然后参加一个什么样的那个 tour 看一下。
A lot of times you go to visit a college and then you do a college tour.
哦，感觉一下这个环境你喜不喜欢。
You experience the environment to see if it works with you.
可能跟他们的一些 staff 谈一下，感觉一下这个是不是很 friendly.
And you talk to the staff, you talk to the teachers.
两三个学校都跑一下。
You visit all different schools.
最后做一个决定。
Then you make a selection at the end.
这也是一个很重要的一个参考。
This is a very good a way to make a decision.
因为外面这些东西帮助我们，我是不是跟我们想要的东西是很 fit？
Because this external information would help us to make a good decision.
有的时候我们找一个工作也是一样。
And also, it works the same when we're looking for a job.
我们找工作的时候一定会去 study 这个公司它的背景。
We will also find out the backgrounds of a company.
它的前途。
And its promise.
有的人还会 study 他的股票最近涨了多少。
And we'll also try to understand the stock performance.
我们都是我们的一个资料。
It's all indication for us to decide if this is a good company for us.
如果有选择的时候呢，就是这样在做一个评估，外面的一个评估。
So when you have a choice, then you make this kind of evaluation.
那有的时候呢，上帝比较简单，就不让你麻烦了。
And sometimes God makes your job a lot easier.
好像我们就拿到一个。学校的 mission.
So if you just get one admission to one school,
我猜呢就是神的旨意。
Then that's it. You can say that that's God's will.
或者亚当他要找太太的时候，
or when Adam was looking for his wife,
只看见全世界只有一个女人叫夏娃。
And there was only one woman in the world at the time, and that was Eve.
我猜呢也是神的旨意。
So we can assume that that's God's will.
你就跟他结婚了。
Then he married Eve.
很多的时候神也会用禁止的方式来带领我们。
And sometimes God would use a different way to show us.
好像保罗当他在传教的时候，他一心就是想到罗马去把福音也带给罗马的弟兄姐妹。
So when Paul, he was trying so hard to go to Italy or to Rome to preach.
因此他在罗马书上面他就写给罗马人，他就这样子写。
So he wrote to the people in Romans.
好，我们来看罗马书第一章那个地方，九节十节。
Let's look at Romans of Chapter 1, verse 10.
他说我在他儿子福音上用心灵所侍奉神给见证我怎样不住地提到你们在祷告之间常常恳求或者众人照神的旨意得平坦的道路往你们那里去。
He said, in all my prayers at all times, and I pray that now and at last, by God's will be the way may be open for me to come to you.
看到吗？神的旨意，我能够照着神的旨意，终能够得一个平坦的道路到你们那边去。
He was praying for a smooth way that he can...Finally, go to the people in Rome.
意思就讲到说，当神的旨意下去的时候呢，这个环境是要稍微配合一下，是有一个平坦的，是可以走的一条路。
So when God shows His will, then we know there's a path that would be smooth.
好，我们再来看十三节他怎么说。
And what did it say in verse
13? 他说：“弟兄们，我不愿意你们不知道，我与是定义往你们那里去，要在你们中间得些果子，只是到如今仍有阻隔。”
I don't want you to be unaware, brothers, that I plan many times to come to you, but have been prevented from doing so until now, in order that I might have a harvest among you, just as I have had among the other Gentiles.
所以当我读到这边，我就看到那几个字，屡次的定义要往你们那里去，已经想了做决定了好几次，就是去不了。
And here it says that I have planned many times to come to you, but have been prevented from doing so.
弟兄姐妹，有没有发生常常是这样的事情？我真的是决定了，我要是这样，我应该要这样，我要这样做，想了很久，但是没有路开，你没有办法，你就是没有办法。
A lot of times we may encounter the same things that we have decided and we have planned to do this, but no door has opened to us.
或许时间还没有到。
Maybe the time is not here yet.
因为这件事情一直摆在保罗的心里面。
Because Paul has been praying for this particular thing.
过了一些日子以后，他真的去了罗马，去成了。
So at the end, he was able to go to Rome.
但是去的时候是带着锁链去的。
But he went there as a prisoner.
因此，这是神的旨意，要他带锁链到罗马。
But that's God's will for him to go to Rome as a prisoner.
但是他在罗马也传了许许多多的福音，做了很多的工作。
But in Rome, he was able to spread the gospel and testify to a lot of people.
因此我们在圣经上面也看到说特别是在传宣教的时候也有一些神的带领好像他们进到这个领受马其顿的意象也是一样。
A lot of times when people are doing the work in mission field that it will be like the vision of Macedonia.
他们来到这个地方特洛亚的时候就不知道要往好像要一直要往东边要东边在这里我现在学会了东边在这里所以他们要往东边要到亚洲去传福音可是神耶稣的灵不许。
So they were wavering and trying to decide if they should go to east, which is to Asia, but then the Spirit of God would not let them.
他们又转到另外一个地方再等候，还是不许。
And then they waited and they wanted to go to another direction and God's spirit was still not
let them. 最后他们只好等在那个地方。
So at the end, they waited at the same place.
结果晚上做梦的时候，晚上睡觉的时候，就有异象，有一个马其顿人向保罗说：“你过到这边来帮助我们。”
So at night, that a vision came to Paul that the people from Macedonia asked him to help them.
所以保罗就往西去了，就把福音带到欧洲，影响到的是整个两千年来福音传播的一个策略。
So at the end, Paul decided to go west, which is Europe, and that also brought the 2000 years of development in Europe.
因此神会用环境来带领，有的时候我们用理性来分析，有的时候就只有一个，有的时候就静止，什么都没有，就是环境上面会说话。
So a lot of times God would use the environment to help us. Sometimes there's a lot of options, sometimes you have to just stay still and wait for his guidance.
好，这是外面的事情，我们先来看里面。
So this is the external environment.
讲到心里的那个平安。
So let's look at the peace within us.
尤其做决定的时候，不是被 force 的， force 的话就是你就只有去平安了，但是你有选择的时候，心中的平安非常的重要。
So when you are faced with options or choices, the internal peace is very critical.
当你在做这个选择的时候呢，你就发现说你的心中是非常的踏实，非常的平安，非常的平稳，啊，而且呢，你不这样做你就不舒服，你不这样做你就知道你以后会后悔，那个就是心中的一种平安。
So when you make that right decision, you know your heart will be filled with peace, and even if you do not go with that particular choice, you will even feel uncomfortable. So you will be assured in your heart that this is the right decision.
以前有个姊妹跟我们分享，她说她想要嫁给她的丈夫。
There was a sister who shared her our testimony.
她要嫁给她的丈夫，一直到什么时候，她结了婚，嫁到了，她心里就踏实了。
So it's not until that she married her husband that her heart really felt at peace.
哦，我觉得是很美的事情。他说那个踏实，我们大家都如同好像我也可以感受得到那种踏实的感觉。
I also feel her a sense of assurance after she said that to me.
在哥罗西书第三章十五节那边告诉我们说，要叫基督的平安在你们心里做主。
In Colossians 3:15, it says that let the peace of Christ rule in your heart.
因此，我们做什么决定的时候，心里的平安是一个很重要的一个确据。
So whatever decisions that we make, the peace in our heart is very important.
如果我们心里面没有平安的话，那个 decision 最好不要做。
So if we don't feel the peace in your heart, then let's not make that decision.
还有一个经文告诉我们，罗马书八章十四节告诉我们说，凡被神的灵所引导的，都是神的儿子。
In Romans 8:14, it says here becauseThose who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God.
因此神会用我们心里面那个平安来引导我们。
So God will use the peace in our heart to guide us.
让我们来经历那种从神而来的那种确据，那种笃定，那种平安的感觉。
To let us sense and then feel the assurance from God and the peace from God.
当这种事情来的时候，
When this happens,
你没有那样子下这个决定，或者是选择上面你没有做这个，你选这个选那个的时候，你会发现说，好像不这样做呢，这个事情你一直会回到你的脑筋里面来。
So if we don't follow this particular rule, which is the rule of peace, is that the thing would always come back to haunt us.
好像一直会想着这件事情，还就是一直挂着，有一个我们教会常常把它叫做负担。
We will always be burdened by such a concern.
有时候神好像启示了我们，或者有一个给我们一个感动要做这件事情，但是没有去做，就一直挂着，一直挂着，要不要去，什么时候去，就一直挂着，心里就不舒服。
Sometimes God will reveal us to do something, but before we do it, we will always have that burden to do until we actually have done it.
心里就一直没有平安。
We will not have that peace in your heart until it is done.
这就是圣灵在我们里面的一个催逼。
So this is the how Holy Spirit works within us.
我记得我在寻求要不要全职牧会的时候，
I remember when I was trying to decide if I should become a full-time minister.
有几年的时间，我跟贝蒂师母谈话的话题都是很属灵的。
There were like a period of years when I discussed with Betty about this particular topic. I feel like it's all spiritual conversation.
因为每一次贝利师母就讲这个家里的事情，讲那个人的事情，讲这个讲这个讲很多以后，我就会冲出一句话，那我们要不要全职服侍？
Betty would be bring up all this like daily chores, but then I would always say, should I go for a full-time ministry?
他说我们要不要去这边去玩，我们要不要去这边去做什么事情，要不要去买什么东西。我就问他说那我们要不要全职服侍。
And she would say that should we go travel here and there or should we do this and that, and I would still bring up the question about should we serve full time.
他讲到我们家未来的计划的时候，我们还是要这样那样那样子的时候，我还是问他我们要不要全职服侍。
When she talks to me about the future of our children and plans,And my mind still comes up as, should I serve full time?
就是神的那个负担跟感动把你抓到一个地步，你天天在想这个事情。
So God burdens my heart to think about that every day.
那就是神的，出于神的感动。
And this is a burden from God.
我们这是第二面里面的东西。
This is the second side of God's will.
我们来谈第三面，就是讲到上面。
The third side that we're talking about is from above.
我们再来复习一下，第一件事情是哪一面？
What is the first side?
外面，对不对？外面的环境。
External environment.
第二件事情，第二面是里面那个确据，那个笃定。
And the internal peace.
第三面就是上面，神话语的带领。
The third side from above, God's word.
我们来看一节经文，在阿摩斯书第三章第七节。
Let's look at another verse from Amos, chapter 3:7.
他讲到说，主耶和华若不将他的奥秘指示他的仆人众先知，就一无所行。
Surely the sovereign Lord does nothing without revealing his plan to his servants, the prophets.
因此，神在做事情之前，他会讲话。
So when before God does things, he will speak.
而且他常常用他的话语来带领他的百姓。
He will use his words to lead his people.
我们来可以看到，当亚伯拉罕要生孩子，神给他这个应许的，跟他讲话是在他25年前跟他说：“你要生孩子，你会有后裔的。”
So when we look at Abraham, God actually spoke to him 25 years before he actually had a son.
然后当中又跟他讲了好几次，最后在他要生头一年再向他显现，也向这个他的妻子撒拉来显现，说明年你要生孩子的。
So he spoke to him, God spoke to Abraham many times before he had a son, and even the year before he actually had his son.
因此神的话，他的行动之前，常常会有话先出来。
So before his action, God would also give us his words.
然后我就发现神常常用他的话语来带领，特别在旧约的时候，用他的话语来带领他的子民。
Especially in the Old Testament, God always used his words to lead his people.
他向以撒说话，他向雅各说话。
He spoke to Isaac and Jacob.
他用梦向约瑟说话。
He spoke to Joseph in dreams.
他跟摩西是面对面说话。
He spoke to Moses face to face.
好像朋友一样面对面。
It's just like friends face to face.
因此呢，神借着话语来引导我们，这是一个他所喜悦的方式。
So God used his words to lead us. This is one of his preferred way of leading us.
所以当我们每一天来到神的面前读圣经的时候，
So every day when we come before God and read his words,
我们要从一个角度来读。
Let's read from one perspective.
就是我不是在读一本故事书。
I'm not reading a story.
我也不是在 fulfill 一个今天教会说要灵修，我灵修。
I'm not just fulfilling the obligation I have for the church.
好像一个责任，一个重担。
It's not just a responsibility.
因为我们来到神面前，这是神要透过圣经跟我们说话。
We come before him because we know God is going to speak to us through his words.
因此我们知道前面的道路，神用他的话来带领我们。
So because we know that God is going to lead us from his words.
That's why 我们每一天早上的时候，我们就喜悦来读神的话，因为他要带领我们这一天用什么话来带领我们。
So every day we come before him happily, knowing that God is going to lead us through his words.
如果没有话的话，你那一天基本上就不知道方向在哪里。
Without his words, we will lose our direction in our day.
所以呢，我劝弟兄姐妹为神的慈悲劝你们。
So I urge you, brothers and sisters,
不要晚上读经。
Do not read the Bible at night.
因为那天已经过完了。
Because the day is over.
除非你只想要神带领你，教你怎么睡觉。
If you just want God to lead you how to sleep,
因为你已经只剩下那段时间需要神带领了。
Because the rest of the day would be your sleep, pretty much.
白天都已经完了。
The day is over.
所以神的话，每一天我们要读，求神借着话语来带领我们。
Therefore, let's use God's word to lead every one of us in our each day.
所以神常常在我的经历当中，神常常借着圣经来帮助我做很重要的决定。
In my experience, many times God had helped me to make important decisions using His words.
我常常我有一些记录，我甚至记下来说我要买一个单筒的 microscope， 还是要买一个双筒的 microscope。神 都会带领我。
Even in decisions to purchase either binoculars or single scope, God would lead me in that kind of selection.
我已经不记得 detail 了，但是我记得就是我在寻求的时候，因为我很 suffer 是要买，这种我都不懂这个，所以要选嘛。那天早上就读经，就很清楚，神说看见远方那个马两个两个的来。
So I know when I was making the decision that because I have no knowledge of what to buy, but in the reading of the Bible, it says that the horses came in pairs.
然后讲两次，两个两个来。
And it's repeated twice.
我说那当然是买双桶的啦。
So then I know the decision was clear.
神每一天都会带领我们。
God leads us every day.
所以我们知道，借着神的话，我们需要的是一些操练，因为这不是短时间，好像呢。有的人做选择是这样，那今天我要去这边还是要去那边，我们来翻一下圣经，一打开指一下，是这边。
We need practice every day and not just when we are faced with a decision, we just like open up the Bible.
因为真正当神讲话的话，他在你里面会搅动你的。
So when God speaks to us, he's going to stir your heart up.
不是随机的。
It's not just impromptu.
你读一段经文的时候，当神要跟你讲话的时候，那个经文会突然浮现出来，让你很有感动。
When you read the verses, God's word would jump out at you.
有人就问我说：“这实在太玄了。”
And some people say this is just too much.
那怎么样知道呢？
So how do you know exactly?
我说我也不知道。
And I would say I don't really know.
可是有时候看到那边，他就是会感动。
But whenever you read it, then the words of God would jump out at you.
这种东西没有办法教的。
It's not something that I can teach you.
你也没有办法从别人那边这样子来听到就会了。
And it's not something that you just hear and get it from other people.
你只有去做，你才知道。
The only way to get it is you do it and you experience it yourself.
当你很忠实的每一天读圣经的时候，神一定会向你说话。
When you read God's words faithfully every day, God will speak to you.
一定会。
It's for sure He will.
所以这是我们必须在神面前知道，他要用话语来带领我们。
So we need to know that God will lead us every day using His words.
在历史上面有一个很有名的人叫做 George Mueller.
In history, there's a very famous person called George
Mueller. 我们常常叫做穆勒。他在英国建立孤儿院，他一生他建立了五间那个孤儿院。
He founded five orphanages in England.
然后呢，有三万多个孤儿。
And he had like 30,000 orphans at the time.
他有记录的，神垂听他的祷告，有记录的就五万多次。
In his journal that it was recorded like there were 50,000 prayers that were answered by God.
有一次他就被问到说。你怎么知道神的旨意啊？
And he was asked one time that how do you know God's will?
所以他就讲了这些话。
So he said,
他说第一件事情就是放下自己的意思。
He said, first thing is put down what you have already thought.
当你里面已经有些倾向的时候，
When you have an inclination,
你就还没有预备好要接受神的话。
You're not ready to accept God's
guidance. 你就是要把自己的定义先放下来，你就有一个想法。神，你要往我带我，你如果要带我去哪里，我就跟这些东西呢，我都可以抛掉的。
You need to put down your own inclination and will to God that I'm willing to follow wherever you guide me.
不然，即使神跟我们说，我们也不做，那神何必要浪费这个时间？
So otherwise, when God speaks to us and we're not going to follow His instruction, so what good is that?
谁敬畏耶和华，耶和华必指示他当选择的道路。
Whoever fears the Lord, the Lord will instruct him the path he should go.
所以先摆下自己的那个定义跟想法。
So put down yourself first.
里面没有自己的意思。
There's nothing about yourself.
我们就准备好了，可以来接受神的旨意。
We prepare ourselves to accept God's guidance.
接下来呢，他说他就查考圣经。
Then he would study the Bible.
来读神的话。
We read God's words.
寻求神话语中的带领。
To see God's guidance in His words.
第二件事情他做呢，他就是寻求圣灵在里面心里面的那个感动跟带领。
Then he will seek the peace that the Holy Spirit that will give him within his heart.
一个是里面的，一个是上面的，两个要先合。
So the internal peace and then the words from above.
这两个合起来以后，他再看外面的环境是不是也跟这个东西是相合的。
When the inside and the above sync, then he would look around the environment to see if also synchronized.
因为有很多时候神做事的是他先讲话先感动，但是没有环境，所以但是你就是在那边等着，你知道了等候环境。
Because sometimes God would give you the burden first, but the external environment is not ready yet, so you have to wait there.
然后当环境也来了。
So when the timing is here,
然后他再考虑，再仔细的揣摩两三回。
Then he would ponder it several more times.
他就去做了。
Then he would go ahead and do it.
没有事情不成的。
There's nothing that's not done.
这就是穆勒他做了这么大的工作，他是一个信心的人。
So he said, "This is how he does, and he's a great person of, and he's a person of great faith."
所以弟兄姐妹，当我们要面临一个选择的时候，我们一定要这三面要到位。
So when we're faced with an option or a critical decision, these are the things that we need to look at.
当你先有了上面来的神的话的一个印证。
So when we first affirmation is from God's word from above.
然后我们里面又有一个很确实的一个感动跟平安。
And inside of us is a sure peace.
然后看见外面的环境也路是这样开出来了。
And we also can see that environment is already ready and open up for us.
你去做，没有事情做不成的。
Then just go for it because everything you do will be blessed and will be successful.
那就是神带领的旨意。
This is how God's will is.
我在我信主大概到今天大概二十年，刚满二十年。
I have been as a Christian for about 20 years.
我很早就听到这样子的一个 teaching.
I have heard about this particular teaching for many times.
所以我就很忠实的来学习怎么样来操练。
I have faithfully followed this instruction and practice it.
然后我就发现说，包含我们家在做 homeschooling.
And includes the decision that we do homeschooling at home.
甚至要全职服侍这种比较大的事情，都一定是三面到位，我们才敢做这样子的一个决定。
And also includes my decision to a full-time service.
然后我就发现，当走在神的路上的时候，那个喜乐、那种兴奋，是会随着在这条路上有的。
So I found out that as long as you follow God's instruction and you do it this way, then the excitement of serving Him.It's endless.
希望我们每一个弟兄姐妹，我们都能够领受这三面，然后走在神话语当中，然后经历他那种丰富的那种印证。
And I hope that all of us here can also experience God's guidance and experience the abundance of His blessing.
我觉得最美妙的跟随神最美妙的一件事情。
I think the most beautiful thing of following God.
就是当你这三面到位的时候，你照着这个去做的时候，然后你会发现说，哎呦，这你走下去以后，发现说，哎呦，这边又有一个特别的事情来印证这个决定，那边又有一个事情来印证这个决定。
Once you follow this principle, you will find that as you walk down the path that God leads you, you will see many other affirmations along the way.
好像我记得有一次我们去登山的时候，我们要 到一个湖，山顶上有一个湖，然后呢我们不确定这个湖路走的对不对，那我们就走一步以后呢 走大概十几二十分钟，就看到一个小的 sign， 小的一个牌子，说到那个湖还有 maybe 两公里。
I remember it's like one time we hike up to the mountain, we're looking for a lake, and we're not sure that if we're heading towards the right direction, but it's like every so often you will see a small sign that it'smaybe two more kilometers to the lake that we're going towards.
那种惊喜是非常非常大的惊喜。
That kind of joy of surprise of joy is wonderful.
因为你做了一个决定以后，你发现神在 endorse 你的决定。
Because once you make the right decision, and when you find the endorsement of God's, when you find God's endorsement of your decision, it's a very exciting thing.
所以这一路上你就会发现，哎，到这边还有两公里，然后你又走一阵子以后，哎，到那边还有一公里，走，你就知道你是 on track， 在神的旨意当中，那个喜乐真的是非常非常的大。
So along the way, when you find endorsement from God, your joy would be endless. It's a very happy thing.
求神帮助我们在遵行他旨意的道路上面的时候，充满的都是这种喜乐。
So let's pray that God would give us, when we follow His will, that all of us would also experience His joy.
我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你。当我们来到你面前的时候，我们就承认，我们要把我们自己心里面的软弱，我们都放下。主啊，把我们的定义也放下，我们单单的来寻求你。就是我们知道你在国度当中，你有永恒的旨意。哦，你是这样爱我们。在救恩上面，我们已经得着了那一份永恒里面的一个福乐，一个确据。 哦，这是你所拣选我们的旨意。为了这个，我们就献上感恩。主耶稣啊，你也带领我们能够在每一天的生活当中能够行出敬虔的旨意，能够远避淫行，能够追求圣洁，成为你所喜悦的一个人，成为一个对的人，让我们凡事我们真的就在你的旨意当中。主啊，我们也求你来带领我们能够在每一天的生活琐事上面也带领我们做决定，做出一个合乎你心意的决定，也在每一条路上面都来经历你那种好像背书在我们每一个弟兄姐妹我们大家身上所做的任何的决定都有你的那种惊喜，让我们看见你真实的与我们同在，而且你喜悦我们行在你的道路上。我们赞美你，我们把一切荣耀颂赞都归给你。我们这样祷告感谢，靠耶稣基督得胜的名，阿们。